Good afternoon. I am Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this fifth Sunday in Lent, Year C. Our readings today, Isaiah 43, verses 16 to 21, Psalm 126, Paul's letter to the Philippians, chapter 3, verses 4b to 14, and the Gospel of John, chapter 12, verses 1 to 8. Let us pray. The Lord is here, His Spirit is with us. We need not fear, because His Spirit is with us. We are surrounded by love, for His Spirit is with us. We are immersed in peace, because God's Spirit is with us. We rejoice in hope, because His Spirit is with us. And so we travel this journey of life in faith, because His Spirit is with us. Lord, you are here waiting for us, longing to hear us pray, wanting us to be here in your presence. Lord, we are here waiting for you, longing to hear you speak, wanting to worship you with all that we are. Lord, we are here ready to go, to live a life of prayer, to serve in your name, so that others might know you. Lord, by your grace alone can we enter your presence. Fill us with the power of the Holy Spirit, that we may pray without ceasing and bring glory to your name as our Lord and Savior. Amen. Lord, we are aware that we can sing our hymns, say our prayers, and listen to your word, but still have not worshipped you. We can come for friendship, fellowship, or just out of habit, and find that our hearts are far from you, and our worship has been a dried out and empty reflection of the real thing. Come, Holy Spirit, and breathe new life into all our hearts and lives. By your Holy Spirit, O God, equip us all to offer the praises you deserve. Worship set on fire by the power from on high, for your glory's sake. Amen. We have the hymn CPWI 321, Jesus Shall Reign Where'er the Sun. We pray the collect for the fifth Sunday in Lent, followed by our parish prayer. Almighty God, you alone can bring into order the unruly wills and affections of sinners. Grant your people grace to love what you command and desire what you promise, that among the swift and varied changes of the world, our hearts may surely there be fixed where true joys are to be found. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our parish prayer. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled Reflecting on the Collect. Reflecting on the Collect. Time and time again, we are reminded of the treasure we possess in our Book of Common Prayer. When Archbishop Thomas Cranmer put the first prayer book together, the first Book of Common Prayer, in 1549, his main intention was to put all the services, all the acts of worship of the church in the hands of the people. Archbishop Cranmer did not only put together a liturgical masterpiece, but he put together a dynamic theological sound collection of prayers in our collects for Sundays. Together today in our Book of Common Prayer of the Church of the Province of the West Indies, in addition to collects for Sundays, we have collects for holy days, the common of the saints, for example, of a martyr, of a missionary, of a pastor, of a theologian and teacher, of a monastic, of a saint, of the Blessed Virgin Mary. We also have collects for various occasions, including of the Holy Spirit, of the sick, Ember Days, and of the departed. We indeed have a vast treasure of prayers in our collects, in our Book of Common Prayer. But we must never become so complacent that we forget their worth and take them for granted. Our collects can help us to structure our personal prayers and guide us through the church's year. For example, the collects for Advent and Lent help us to focus on the meaning and importance of these two seasons in our life and in the life of the church. The collect for Advent help us to prepare for Christmas and the second coming of Jesus. If we look at the collect for the first Sunday in Advent, it speaks to us thus: Almighty God, give us grace to cast away the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Now in this mortal life, in which your Son Jesus Christ came to visit us in great humility, that in the last days, when he shall come again in his glorious majesty to judge both the living and the dead, we may rise to the life immortal. Through him who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. This collect reminds us that Christ, the Son of God, came to visit us in great humility as a humble human baby at Christmas. But he shall come again as King of Kings and Lord of Lords to judge all of humankind and to offer us the gift of eternal life to those who have been faithful. We pray that we will be a part of those who have been faithful to Christ. A collect, by definition, is a prayer meant to gather the intentions of the people and the focus of the worship into a succinct prayer. The structure of the collect was perfected by Archbishop Thomas Cranmer in the first Book of Common Prayer in 1549, and as recently as 2015, the theologian Greg Gobel described the structure of the collect in the same way as Thomas Cranmer. A careful examination of our collects will reveal that each collect has a four-stage structure. Part 1. The collect begins with an address to God and to God's character or actions in the world on our behalf. For example, in the collect for purity in the Eucharist, we pray, Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. We speak of God's character. Part 2 is a request. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. So we put our requests, our desire before God, and we are asking God to cleanse the thoughts of our hearts so that we may do what is right, that is, that we may perfectly love God and worthily magnify God's holy name. Part 3 is an invocation and doxology. And in the collect for purity, we say, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Our petition or request is brought together on the faith and understanding that Christ is our Lord. And part 4, the whole people say, Amen. So be it. We agree with you. In our colleagues, therefore, we address God. We make a request based on God's attributes and or actions. We make our requests and then state the basis upon which the request was made. In the name of the Father, Jesus Christ, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We pray with the assurance that God always hears our prayers and God always responds. So let us therefore look at our collect for today, the fifth Sunday in Lent. We prayed, Almighty God, you alone can bring into order the unruly wills and affections of sinners. Grant your people grace to love what you command and desire what you promise.
that among the swift and varied changes of the world, our hearts may truly there be fixed, where true joys are to be found. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We find that collect on page 164 of our Book of Common Prayer. Notice, we address God first, Almighty God. We acknowledge that God is Almighty, God is all-powerful. You alone can bring into order the unruly wills and affections of sinners. We acknowledge before God, the Almighty, that we are sinners. But we know that sinners can be transformed by the power of God. Our unruly wills and affections, which can lead us to sin, can be brought into order. They can be healed by God. So we have identified God's power and the ability of God to use that power to transform us, sinners as we are. In the light of God's transforming power, what is our request? We ask God to give us grace, that is, the power to do God's will and what is right, to love what God commands and desire what God has promised. What does God desire for us? That we experience fullness of life through God's Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. What does God promise us? And there are many promises, but one of them is the gift of the Holy Spirit to lead us into all truth. And we can be certain that all of God's promises are for our good, to give us a future of hope. We ask that as we navigate the swift and varied changes of the world, that our hearts may surely be fixed on God's commands and God's promises, because that is the only way we can focus. It is only when we focus on God's command and God's desire for us that we will experience true joy, a joy that no one can take from us. Our request expresses a desire to truly serve God and live by faith in God and trusting in the promises of God. If we make that request in spirit and truth, God, in response, will transform us into faithful, committed disciples for Christ in this part of God's vineyard. Then we had our invocation and doxology. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. We prayed in the name of Jesus the Christ, who we acknowledge as our Lord. We acknowledge that Jesus is alive and reigns with the Father and the Holy Spirit, and that this triune God, Father, Son, and Spirit, is everlasting. And of course, the people say, Amen. Let it be so. So be it. We agree with you. So we have all made this request before God, and we are reminded that God always answers prayer. In God's time and in God's way. So today, as we pray this calling, we have asked God, in the face of the challenges of life, which can change so quickly, to help us to be faithful, committed disciples of Christ. If that is truly our desire, we have the assurance that God will do it. Amen. And so we pray. God, our refuge and stronghold, we trust in your salvation. Christ Jesus, at dinner with friends, Mary anointed you in anticipation of your forthcoming passion. Inspire your church with this tremendous act of love. Delight us with the fragrance of true devotion to you. God, our refuge and stronghold, we put our trust in your salvation. Christ Jesus, Judas and Lazarus shared your company. Confront all who sit in parliaments and councils with a call for honesty and integrity. Keep us all hopeful and respectful. God, our refuge and stronghold, we put our trust in your salvation. Christ Jesus, Martha served at the table, ensuring guests were fed. Bless all whose work is overlooked and unregarded. Let none be despised or dishonored. God, our refuge and stronghold, we put our trust in your salvation. Christ Jesus, you acknowledge that the poor will always be with us. As we recognize the limits of our agency, anoint with your Holy Spirit all in need. In our frailty, give us grace to praise you. God, our refuge and stronghold, we put our trust in your salvation. Christ Jesus, everything we have is of little worth next to the value of knowing you. Present to all who have died your heavenly prize. May we with them attain the resurrection to come. God, our refuge and stronghold, we put our trust in your salvation. And so we pray the prayer our Savior Christ himself taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. And we have the hymn, CPWI 490, Lord, Teach Us How to Pray Aright.
Oh,
Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service, O God, we pray that you will continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us so love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Look with compassion, O Lord, upon this your people, that rightly observing this holy season, we may learn to know you more fully and to serve you with a more perfect will, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and give you his peace. This day, this week, and always. Amen. And we pray that as you continue your Lenten journey, you will have a spirit-filled, rewarding week. Remember, COVID-19 is still here. So as you worship every day, remember to wear your mask. Make sure it covers your nose and mouth. Wash your hands with soap for at least 20 seconds and watch your distance. And have a blessed week. And last week, we celebrated Spiritual Baptist Liberation Day. So I leave you with some Baptist gospel songs.